Now, as you begin to dive into the content for this week, the very first thing that I bring up is your personal breathwork journey. And I share a little bit about my personal breathwork journey, and I will share more about that again on the live call. So I invite you to consider for yourself how breath has shown up for you in your life, where you have noticed that breath has supported you. And where you have noticed perhaps a lack of or a feeling of being unsupported when it comes to the breath. So, for myself personally, I really struggled with the breath for a long time. When I was experiencing anxiety, it felt so often like I couldn't breathe, like I couldn't catch my breath. And so, my journey, my relationship with the breath was really tested, and it caused me to go deeper inward. And in that inquiry, in that curiosity, that exploration of the relationship, it actually offered a lot of the answers that I was searching for. Why do I feel like I can't breathe when I'm experiencing anxiety? And how can I use the breath to actually shift my experience? So that's a lot of what guided me into creating this breathwork training, is because I know firsthand how powerful the breath actually is. And so I invite you to consider that for yourself, because this program is built on the concept of authenticity. So whatever it is that is true for you in this moment, in your past, all of the experiences that have guided you to here, to now, are really what's going to inform you as we move through this practice. And then eventually, as you learn to guide for others. So showing up authentically is key. So considering your unique relationship with the breath, I invite you to engage with and commit to three things. The first is authenticity. So I spoke to this. This is really being truthful in your representation of self. So what you're experiencing right now is actually what you're presenting. So if you're feeling anxious and frustrated, and yet you're projecting, nice, like trying to be really calm and gentle, that's not authenticity. If you feel scared to do something, and yet you just kind of barrel through it, again, that's not authenticity. So check in and make sure that those two things are aligned. And we'll learn new ways of actually sharing that and connecting in with it. The beautiful thing about the breath is that while it is a relationship with self, it will actually help us to learn how to express more truthfully with others also. The second commitment is presence. So be here now. Oftentimes, it's really easy for us to drift into the past or to project into the future. I know because I do it. I do it often. But the truth is that the breath exists in this moment. And it really is a beautiful gateway into the present moment. So trust that. When you feel like you're being taken away from the present moment into the past or into the future, connect again with the breath. And as you connect with the breath, start to notice how you feel in this moment. And sometimes it might feel uncomfortable, sometimes it might feel amazing. But just to notice, just to be with what is in this present moment. That is the commitment. And the third commitment that is essential is compassion. Because as we begin to explore some of these deeper aspects of self and of experience, we might start to notice self-judgment arise or judgment of others. And while that's a really natural thing to have happen, the commitment is to compassion. So when judgment arises, we offer compassion. And even before judgment arises, we offer compassion. So when we're learning something new, we're gentle with ourselves and we're gentle with others. We approach with curiosity rather than expectation. We approach with the idea that perhaps this has something to share with me. Perhaps there's a lesson in this that I could learn. And that compassion really helps us to approach with this childlike awe or wonder. And so those are the three commitments that I invite you to really honor and hold dear through this program. So authenticity, presence, and commitment. And now the last thing that I'm going to discuss is just how the program is set up in general. So you may or may not have noticed that the flow of this program is going through the five layers of consciousness. This is very intentional. And it's because I have a really personal relationship with these five layers of consciousness. It's a yogic concept. The layers of consciousness are also called koshas. And you can envision them almost like nesting dolls. You know, those nesting dolls that are the largest one and then another one inside, another one inside. And so you can imagine those as five layers. The outermost layer being the physical. And then we move into the energetic or pranic layer. And then we move into the layer of the mind, the layer of creativity, and then ultimately our source, unity, God, divine. And so as we're exploring these layers of consciousness, we're going to be partnering these with concepts of breathwork and actually going into the breathwork practices that help to engage with each of the layers. We're going to start with the outermost. That would be considered the most gross or the such a funny word, but like gross versus subtle, you know, like really large and connected more through the senses. And then as we go deeper and deeper, you'll find that everything becomes much more subtle. So a lot of the concepts even themselves are really subtle. So we build upon some of the understandings that are really physical, really rooted in this 3D world. And then we start to explore, you know, some of the more fun things, at least for me, which are the more subtle aspects of the mind, the spirit, the creative potential, and then ultimately what it means to be connected and co-create with the divine. So that is kind of a rundown of how we're going to be moving through all of the course content. Please trust the process. I know it's really easy to want to jump ahead, but know that this is intentional. Everything that we do here is very intentional. And also know that what you have to share is essential. So your process is actually going to inform the process of everybody else in the program. So let's move through this together. Let's really honor those three commitments and show up. You know, be willing to be there for each other and take this journey together. Sending you so much love and so looking forward to starting this journey together.